Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. So happy to be with you guys once again. I want to talk to you today out of the topic, and I titled it, The Test Reveals What Is In Us. And I pray that this podcast is going to edify and build you and encourage you and help you and strengthen you and give you that thrust to keep walking in your Christian walk and how to build, you know, strong relationship with the Lord and really make some understanding of what it is that sometimes we face, no matter what stage, age, or even, you know, season that you are walking in. So the test reveals what's really in us. And I'm going to talk about Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. So I'm going to read it out loud. Deuteronomy 8, 2. And the word of the Lord says, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. So we find it there that God tested Israel and they had to go through a desert, whatever desert you're facing right now. You know, the world is kind of at a standstill right now, going through pandemics and all kinds of darkness. And that's biblical. That is part of the end times. There's a lot of signs that are going on. The clock is ticking, you know, the coming of Jesus is close. And so sometimes when we go through these deserts, a lot of times people become bitter with God. They do not understand, or they can become offended with God because they don't understand the season that they find themselves in. Well, Israel, God had a plan for them all along. And we find here why God took them to a desert. And it tells us here in Deuteronomy 8:2, the three reasons why God led them into a desert. It says, number one, to humble them. Number two, to test them. And number three, to know what was in their heart. So God was trying to humble them. So God used the desert to bring humility to Israel. There's power in humility. When you are in a state of humility, God gives you grace. When you're in a state of humility, God promotes. When you're in a state of humility, it gives you spiritual authority. When you're in a state of humility, God does not oppose you, but rather he protects you, he guides you, and he's right there, right alongside with you. Well, the opposite of humility is pride. And the Bible says that God opposes the proud. So what was God doing in the desert is he was trying to bring humility to them. He was trying to cause them to depend on God. That's what humility really does, is it causes you to depend solely on God. Pride causes us to do our own or run the race in our own ability, or even walk the journey in our own strength. That's what pride does. Pride wants to lean on self. But humility is really dependent upon God. So what did God want out of Israel in the desert? He wanted them to depend on him. And so the deserts in our lives that you maybe are facing right now, sometimes it feels like a dry place. In other words, what is a desert? It's like right before the promise. It's like you haven't really attained the promises of God that he has promised you. And so the desert is that in-between phase. And so a lot of you are in desert seasons. You've been praying for things, but they haven't quite manifested yet. So we have to understand, what are the deserts for? So that we don't become bitter against God and we understand what he's trying to do. Number one, he was trying to humble them. So in the desert seasons of our lives, we have to understand how to walk in a state of humility. You know, humility is a position. Humility is an attitude. Humility is a response. And so when we walk in a state of humility, we are completely dependent upon God. We are not self-centered. It is all about God. And we allow him to do what he needs to do in our hearts. The second thing that we find there in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, is he says that he led them in the desert to test them. So it was really a test. A test of what? A test of their faith. A test to see if they would really walk in a state of humility. A test to see if they were really going to trust God. And we find that that Israel began to doubt God. The worst thing that we can do is walk in pride. The worst thing that we can do in our desert seasons, in the moments of waiting, is walk in pride and walk out this journey in doubt and unbelief and fear. That's exactly what happened to Israel. And that's why they didn't pass the test. Are you passing the tests that you are having to overcome right now? What kind of test are you facing right now? Is it a test of faith? Is it a test of trust in God? What kind of test are you having to pass right now? You know, nobody likes to take a test. Everybody dislikes tests. I've never met a person, and me personally, that likes to take exams. But exams are really the step before the promotion. The test is really the next stage after a test is really a level of promotion. What is the test for? To see if you're ready. Oftentimes we think we're ready, but we're really not ready. So God allows the desert to humble us, number one. Number two, to test us. And then the third thing he says there, to know what's in their heart, whether they would keep his commands or not. Well, it sounds like a scripture that we've read and we're familiar with, found in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And it says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. We find that when Jesus spoke to Satan, Satan came to tempt him also in the desert. If Jesus went into a desert, guided by the Holy Spirit, we also are going to find ourselves in desert seasons. Perhaps you're in one right now. You're waiting on God. It is the before the promotion. It is the before the promise. Well, Jesus was in a desert. And when he was in a desert, the Bible says that Jesus responded back to Satan. And he said, when he was tempted, he said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Same scripture that we find there in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, when it says that God tested them to know what was in their heart, whether or not they would keep his commands or not. And so what is the test for? It is to test your heart, to see if you're really going to obey him. Are you going to obey him in the desert? What is God asking of you that perhaps your flesh is resisting? What is God asking of you in this desert season that the flesh may want to retrieve and go back, maybe go backwards, and maybe say, you know, I really don't want to obey X, Y, and Z? What is the test trying to teach you? And what is in your heart that's being exposed right now? Now, we find that in the desert, when Jesus was in the desert, we find that he was obedient. And we found that he had the word. And he was a man of obedience. He didn't just have the word, but he obeyed the word. What is the desert for? The desert is there for you to keep his commands. For you not only to keep them, but to know them. The commands of God. The will of God. What is God asking you to do in this season? Is God asking you to transform certain areas of your life? Is God challenging you in this season of your life? Is there areas in your life that God is saying, I'm testing your heart? See, the test is really to reveal what's in the heart. What is coming out during this pandemic in your life? Is the goodness of God coming out in this pandemic? Is faith coming out in this pandemic? In this season that we find ourselves in, what is really coming out? Is depression coming out? So it is really to show us, not for God. God already knows what's in our heart. It's really for us. What is in our hearts during the seasons of deserts? Now, what was in the heart of Jesus was a love for his Father. What was in the heart of Jesus in the middle of that testing and that temptation when the enemy rose up against him was really the word of God. Notice that every time Satan tempted him with something, he always came back with the word of God. Not only did he speak it, but he obeyed it. He didn't bow down to him and he didn't worship him. Nor did he turn the stones into bread, although he was very hungry. What is the enemy presenting to you that would give you a temptation to want to fall into? And perhaps you have the word, but the question is, are you obeying it? And so we've got to get to a place in our deserts if we're going to overcome the desert, if we're going to stay there only, you know, 40 days. Jesus, as a matter of fact, this just comes to me. He was there 40 days. Israel was there for 40 years and they stalled and they delayed their promise. And a matter of fact, the Bible says that they never made it into the promised land. Now, what was God doing during the desert? God provided for them. God disciplined them, and he also chastised them. The Bible says that he disciplines those he loves. So if you feel like God is disciplining you in this season, it's because he loves you. If you feel like there's a chastisement going on in your life, it's only because he's so enamored of you and he's so in love with you. So rejoice. If you feel like, oh, God is dealing with me in this area and he's disciplining me, well, that is only a sign that he is ridiculously in love with you. So rejoice about it. Now, we've got to know how to pass the deserts in our lives. All God wanted for Israel was for Israel to love him. That's all God wanted. You know what God wanted for Israel? God wanted in that desert for them to love him back. All God wanted for Israel was to get them into their promise. The promise was already there. It was yes and it was amen. God was not going to go back on his word, nor did he go back on his word. There was a generation of Israelites that actually just died in the desert. And then God raised up another generation, which was the Joshua generation, and they actually entered the promised land. So the promise still stood, and some entered and some didn't. What is going to be the choice in your life? Number one, he said, I'm there to humble you. So know this, your desert, he's trying to bring humility to you. Why? Because with humility comes spiritual authority. With humility comes the protection of God. With humility comes the grace of God. There's so many benefits to humility. Number two, why is God allowing seasons in our life? Well, number two, it's really preparation. He's actually testing you because he knows you. The test is really to reveal it to you. The test is to know, listen, not only do I know the word, but I'm going to obey the word. And then you're also going to know in the desert, if you really are going to obey his commands. That's why God told Joshua, if you're going to conquer this land, if you're going to have the victory, never let this book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night so that you can do everything that is written in it. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. So God is testing us. Are you going to obey my word? God is testing us. Everything that's being revealed in our heart, God is saying, I'm chastising it because I love you, because I've got a plan for you, because I'm not done yet. I'm the God that's still on the throne. I'm the God that's still right on time. So I want to encourage you in this desert season. You've got to know how to pass your tests. You pass them well. You have to know the material. That means if you don't get into the word and you don't obey it, you're not going to pass the test. It's time to have devotion with God. It's time to make it a goal in your life to have daily devotion with God, where it's you and God, and you ask God, Holy Spirit, I ask you that while I'm reading this word, that you reveal to me what you want to speak to me today. You need to have disciplines in your life if you're going to pass the desert. It is impossible to overcome a desert, get into a promised land, if you do not have a time of devotion. You have to have a time of devotion and then obey the instructions of God. All God wanted from Israel is for them to have relationship, to see him as a father, and for them to love God with all their heart, their soul, and their mind. You know what this is about? This desert is getting, God is trying to get your attention so that he can promote you, so that he can prepare you, and he's dealing with your heart so that you can love him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So let's get going on an open book test. It's an open book test. God is trying to humble you. So do not reject the chastisement of God. The chastisement of God is for our own good. And know that he's a loving father. And because he loves you so much, he's dealing with you. I'm going to pray that God give you a grace to continue in this journey, to continue in this desert season. And know it's a time of preparation. That's all it is. Not trying to kill you. He's trying to prepare you. So Father, I pray for every viewer, and I pray, God, in their desert seasons where it feels like it's arid, God is not moving. Father, I pray that you give them a grace and that they know that it's a season of humility. And the quicker that they humble themselves, God, the quicker they can overcome this desert. Father, I pray that you deal with their hearts. And I pray, Father, that you mold their hearts in this season and that they would not hate the discipline or the chastisement, but that they would embrace the paternity and your fatherhood so that they can know that you love them so much that all you want for them is to be close to you. All you want for them is to get into that promise. Father, I pray, God, that they pass the test and that you give them the grace to be able to pass it. Father, we just lift them up unto you, and I thank you for their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys, and until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.